And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just giving y'all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. That's what I'm saying. All right, so I'm going to the next dipper here. Dipper number two for the day, the Doge doings. I almost called this the Doge droppings. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. That would imply that I don't like what I'm seeing. Because right now, y'all, Doge is it. Doge is the buzz. Doge has got DC on its heels. Doge is like real. And and you got a sound effect for that. Do you have a sound effect for that? Play that sound effect.
Who let the Doge sound?
You're still very proud of that one, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that might be my best accomplishment while being here.
That's actually Elon Musk's voice in the middle of it.
Yep.
It's perfect. So you might want to know a couple things that have happened over the weekend. I mean, like right now, it's every day. I thought that at first, and I think everybody thought that at first, Doge would start and they'd start reviewing things that were sent to them to be able to look at. And do-si-do-si-do, they go through this department, and about a year later, they go, well, time to start a new department, so why don't we do-si-do-si-do on over there? And that's not happening, man. It's like, holy crap, the Doge team showed up at the front door and came in like a whirling dervish, like the Tasmanian devil, just swirling through the room, just going and looking in the books and peeking underneath the table skirts and seeing what's there. All the ingredients of the secret sauce. And everybody's like, holy crap, Doge is here and they're looking at everything. Yeah, they really, really are. But then at the same time, they showed up down the street. How'd they get in two places at one time? I don't know, but they're there. And then they're doing it again down the street. And then they're doing it across town. And then, oh, by the way, it's like Doge is everywhere. And they're just finding stuff. And it's freaking liberals out. I mean, like freaking liberals out. They don't know what hit them right now. You know why? Because the gravy train just went away. That's why. All of a sudden, you took their slop trough. And everybody who's been just bellied up to the bar, just snorting away, is suddenly realizing the jig is up. And we can't just write checks for any and every weird thing that progressives love to use your tax dollars for. So here's one, and I pulled this off of LifeSet. This came out Friday afternoon, I believe. The Musk Doge team exposed a $100 billion scandal, and the DC swamp is shaken. That's the headline. There's a headline for you. Can you imagine a more prolific headline? Doge team exposes a $100 billion scandal, DC swamp shaken. What, are you about to say something?
I second that. It's like you said, they're shaking because, let's just put it this way, they wouldn't be shaking if it wasn't effective, you know?
Yeah.
It's like their response, their over-exaggerative and overly dramatic response shows just how bad it really was.
I'm gonna bet there's any number of whispered backroom conversations. Do you think he knows? I don't know. Is he going to find the file? I don't know. Did you get it before you walked in? No, I couldn't get to it before he walked in. Is my name on it? I don't know. Did you delete the emails? I didn't. That's happening everywhere right now.
I'm going to steal Bongino's saying of value what you're doing by your opponent's response to it. It's like their response shows all that needs to know.
That's all you need to know, man. Mm-hmm. The freak out right now is directly compared to the level of the problem. Here's the piece I got from LifeSet. It says, under President Trump's newly formed Doge, Department of Government Efficiency, Musk and his team have now identified a staggering $100 billion in wasteful spending buried within the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's CMS. Listen, I knew this was a problem because, you know, it cites in the article, and we see it all the time. Like in June 2024, the DOJ charged 193 different defendants, for, including 76 of which were medical professionals, for a $2.75 billion fraud scheme. This is medical overbilling. This is medical fraud. This is Medicaid and Medicare. And since 2007, there have been uncovered a mind-boggling $27 billion in fraudulent spending. Okay. Doge is saying they got in the door and grabbed the files and began looking through it, and they believe they've identified already a $100 billion in Medicaid or Medicare fraud. And it, what's interesting is they didn't go in there for that. That's what's crazy. They went in there to look for cost-saving measures. And the article even points that out. They went in there to start looking at what they could do for cost-saving measures, and it escalated into this damning report now that they're putting together that shows they believe they can identify $100 billion in fraud that has not been dealt with. Y'all, that's game-changing if it's true. I mean, good Lord. How do we even, can they ever recoup it? I don't know. Is it something that shouldn't have happened? Like you're talking about double payments? I don't know. Are we talking about things that were not sanctioned but they got paid anyway? I don't know. All I know is Doge has been pretty accurate so far, and Doge is saying that within a short amount of time, they've identified massive numbers that even have them on their heels. And we'll see where it goes. Now, the Doge activities and the things that are happening right now, especially with regards to Treasury, are really ramping up and getting very interesting. And first of all, here's the other piece of this, to borrow again from Bongino. Yes, when they're fighting back that hard, you know something's up. That's my paraphrase. But the reality is this, the legal fights have already been launched almost immediately. There are multiple lawsuits trying to stop what Doge is doing. Why? Because the freak out is directly related to the level of involvement by the people who are freaking out. I guarantee you. We'll talk about it more in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. That's us right here. Talking food, baby. But anyway, yeah, Meatloaf Monday, that's where we are. And I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, the Doge doings. And before I jump back in, I got to remind you guys, the Right Side Media, that's our parent company, the Right Side Media merch store just went live. But only for the moment, only if you are subscribed to our Right Side Report. It's our daily email blast that goes out. It's free. We're not selling the list. You're not going to get spammed, nothing like that. All I'm saying is we send out this email blast every day to thousands of people called the Right Side Report, and it has like what's coming on the show today, advanced looks at podcasts, content you can find about different topics, and sometimes I have a poll at the bottom, you know, just kind of cool stuff that keeps Right Side ruffians in tune with where we are. But what we decided to do as the merch store was going live this week was to say, you know what? For those folks who've been subscribed to our Right Side Report, let's give them first dibs. So first dibs, they're already out and people are already ordering stuff, by the way. So yeah, we got t-shirts, we got hats, we got coffee mugs, and my favorite, we have the Right Side Bulletproof Influence highball glasses, which are very cool. They have an embedded 3OH around in the side of the glass. It's very cool. If you want to get the newsletter, if you want to get in there real quick and see the merch store before the rest of the world does, then all you got to do is this phone number that a bunch of y'all are still texting into, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Just text one word, newsletter, and you'll get an automatic response back that gives you the chance to sign up in the newsletter. And as soon as you get it, you'll be seeing the merch store. So yeah, all the Right Side Ruffian merchandise coming available to you. And we'll be doing that just for Right Side Report subscribers for the next few days. So check it out. I'm actually pretty stoked about that, to be honest with you. That's fun, just to me.
Yeah, the merch is looking pretty sick so far.
It is. And I I don't know, it just sort of feels like we've arrived. We have merch.
Yeah.
We've always had some, but we used an outside source that was just not as compatible with our customer service and our desire to be, you know, quick and get things to people. And so we went with an internal merchandise, and Natalie's running merchandise. Butter's got it all set up as an online store. We ordered and stocked the shelves, and we're ready to go. All right. Let's jump back into the number two of the Triple Dipper, Doge doings. Something happened this weekend that I'm going to confess was not on my radar. What's crazy is all the things that it impacts were on my radar. I just didn't have it tied together until the reports began to surface this weekend about what the Trump administration and DOGE are doing to an organization called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Well, Phil, don't they protect consumers? They used to. The CFPB, much like USAID, was a neat idea that somebody had one time and decided they needed a whole bunch of taxpayer money to do their gig. And just like everything else, somewhere along the way, liberals got hold of it and said, hey, there's money in here, man. There's a lot of money in here. What can we do with it? Let's make sure it's all agenda-driven. Okay. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, just got doged this weekend. And I mean, they got doged hard. And it's not just Doge. It's actually an actual Trump appointee who's doing it as well. So what happened? Here's the deal. I've got a copy of the letter. Let me just grab that real quick. So just this past weekend, Trump has just recently appointed a guy named Russell Vaught. Vaught is the new acting director of CFPB. One of the first things that Trump did was he fired the previous executive director of the CFPB. He just got his guy put in there. So he now has Treasury Secretary Bessent, and now he's got Russ Vaught, who's head of the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget. Just stay with me here. And then he went ahead and assigned, in the absence of the old director who they fired, he assigned Russell Vaught the additional task of being the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Great. What did they do? Well, this weekend, it turns out what we're finding is that hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars go into CFPB every year and they don't come back out. And they don't go through the congressional appropriation. What do you mean? Aren't they a public? Yes, they are, sort of. They were set up to have no congressional oversight. I mean, that's actual part of their charter. They have no congressional oversight, and they don't get their money through budget appropriations. They get their money direct from the Federal Reserve. What? I didn't know that either. They get their money direct from the Federal Reserve. Tranches of money are once a year allocated by law from the Federal Reserve to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in an amount to be determined necessary for the operations by the director. The new director is Russ Vaught. The new director said, yeah, here's the deal. We don't need any money. And everybody's on their heels. Like all of D.C.'s like, what just happened? He just went in there and said, we don't need any money. I thought we were going to transfer hundreds of millions. Well, Russ Vaught got in there, and the first thing he saw was they have a revolving balance. In other words, an overage account. They've been saving money and not spending it all and still troughing up to the slop trough for more every year. They have $711 million plus in an account right now, and they were still asking for more. And so he stopped that. He said, I want a $0 transfer. Boom. Then what did he do? He sent all the staff home. What? Yes, he did. He told the staff not to report on Monday. He said this entire week that the CFPB would be closed. I mean, I'm looking at it. I got it right here. Don't come to work, basically. In an email sent to staff, here's an article from Town Hall. On Sunday, the CFPB's chief operating officer said the Bureau's headquarters would be closed from February 10th through the 14th. I've got a copy of a Twitter post, X post, by Russell Vaught himself. He said this. I'm going to read it to you. Pursuant to the Consumer Financial Protection Act, I have notified the Federal Reserve CFPB will not be taking its next draw of unappropriated funding because it is not reasonably necessary to carry out its duties. The Bureau's current balance of $711.6 million is in fact excessive, he said, in the current fiscal environment. This spigot, long contributing to CFPB's unaccountability, is now being turned off. Those are his words. Have we ever seen anything like this? Ever in the annals of American history?
I don't remember of anybody actually cutting down government.
I mean, like in the history of ever.
Yeah, it's like they may say they're for cutting down government. I think this is the first administration that's actually backing up what they're saying that they're going to do.
And they're backing it up with, they're not using a scalpel, they're using a blunt
bulldozer,
object.
A bulldozer.
So So let me tell you, I got an article here from Red State. And the headline says a lot. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website goes dark and the wood chipper warms up. That came out over the weekend. All this happened over the weekend, by the way. And I'm sure that liberals right now are in freakout mode because Congress can't say boo about it because they don't have oversight authority. That was their own doing, thank you very much. So they have no ability to stop it. They have no ability to tell them to spend money or not spend money because they just had the money turned off by the person who by law is allowed to make the decision, which is the director, which is Russell Vaught. I mean, this is chess, dude. This is the queen just went ahead and put the king in checkmate on, at least on the CFPB. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website went dark, says Red State, as the Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vaught was named the acting director of CFPB. And DOGE began its audit. Wow. Along with Vaught, it says, came a team from DOGE. Hit me that. I want some DOGE sound effect. Just play it. Just go ahead and do it. Who let the DOGE sound? Perfect. Perfect. Trump administration was to fire the acting director of CFPB right away, and they did, and appoint newly confirmed Russ Vaught. Russ Vaught, who Thursday was confirmed by the Senate, emailed top staff at the agency apparently familiar with the matters of law at hand and told them all don't come to work. Now, what is CFPB and why do we care? We're going to take a break right now. When we come right back, I'm going to curl your hair with what this organization has been a part of, what has been happening in our economy because of this organization having access without accountability to unfettered amounts of your tax dollars and what it's done to people left and right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, check out Emily Jones, who was on the show earlier, her latest edition of her podcast with Right Side Media, because we have multiple podcasters, is The Controversial Mom. It came out last night. I also got mine in the can, filmed it over the weekend, but The Right Philosophy comes out on Wednesday. So all said and done, we got everything firing on all cylinders here at Right Side Media, and we're glad you guys are a part of it. So the CFPB, let's talk about this for a minute. Why are we concerned? What did they do? I mean, why were they so bad? Well, let's just go ahead and say this. Picture all the things that we hate as right-side ruffians, like the heavy hand of government, like overregulation of the private industry, like misuse and abuse of tax dollars, like censorship. And let's put them all in one place. And that would be the CFPB. What do I mean? Well, they were founded, I believe, in 2008, you know, the 2008 financial crisis. They were founded, and they were supposed to be this big overseer, making sure that Wall Street excesses would never, you know, harm the common man again. And then they diverged sharply from that. Obama began to quickly figure out he could do stuff with them. But the CFPB was actually structured to be free of oversight, which is crazy. I mean, they're getting millions and millions and millions of our tax dollars and they're no oversight. They're not funded through congressional appropriations. So they got this immense regulatory power. They got no oversight and they have complete financial autonomy. So they could care less. Congress has the power of the purse, except when they don't control the purse because their money came straight from the Federal Reserve. What? Yes. So CFPB got very involved in DEI and in ESG. DEI, we all talk about the most here most recently, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's basically all the liberal agendas. That's their platform umbrella area, right? That's the covering they all go under. Where they put it into play in the business world is in ESG, environmental, social, and governance initiatives. What is that? That's basically where they look at you and go, is your company woke enough? Hey, Disney, did you speak out on that bill in the Florida legislature? Hey, Google, did you make sure that you spoke up about the LGBTQ agenda? Hey, I don't pick one. Just find one. Any of them. Hey, Lowe's. Hey, Walmart. Hey, Coca-Cola. Hey, Delta Airlines. Hey, all of you. Did you guys do enough to, I don't know, promote the Green New Deal? Did you? Did you push for EVs? Did you? Because if you didn't, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau may have something to say about the people who do your banking. Excuse me? Yes. Debanking became one of the tactics that the CFPB helped to promote. It's called ideological compliance. Under ESG, the CFPB was promoting regulatory burdens that created the ability then for ESG to be implemented to debank conservatives. You had gun manufacturers. You had any number of companies that seemed to have like a oil and gas related industry, all finding out they could no longer bank with their bank that they'd been with forever. Why would that be? Because that bank was being forced into ESG compliance by groups like the ones at CFPB, using your tax dollars. They even threatened enforcement actions against, you know, people who didn't toe the line to their level. So there's also allegations, none of which have been proved, but there's allegations, there's a sense right now that any number of times they also funded groups. What does that mean? Well, the CFPB would get involved in litigation. And as what happens sometimes, and I've seen it happen with attorney general's offices and stuff like that, as what happens at times, when a lawsuit by a public entity is prevailed upon, it wins basically, the winnings can then be either assumed or assigned. And in this case, more often than not, we saw things like out of litigation, the CFPB decided to allocate $10 million of the winnings to the National Community Reinvestment Coalition. They do financial activism, their political lobbying efforts. About $5 million to UNIDOS. What is that? Well, they're all into voter outreach and immigration policy. What about $3 million that went to the Center for Responsible Lending? What is that? Well, they're progressive financial policies that line up with Democrat ideals. All these things were happening because the CFPB was making it happen. And they routinely, by the way, refused to answer FOIA requests. So, oh, by the way, then we begin to wonder, are we really seeing money going into Act Blue? What is Act Blue? That is the major funding arm of the Democrat Party. Maybe. We don't know yet. So I'm going to tell you right now, what they've done has got to continue. They immediately cut off the slop to the trough, all right? There is no more on the buffet in terms of money from Treasury because they gave them a zero balance for this particular appropriation. They also sent all the staff home. They also fired the director, and they replaced him with somebody who was following the idea of streamlining government and reducing waste, fraud, and abuse. Y'all, this has been epic. And oh, by the way, it's just Monday. That all happened since Friday afternoon. Can you imagine? 1,798 employees were told, don't come back to work on Monday. Oh, by the way, we took down the website. Oh, by the way, we cut off your funding. Oh, by the way, we're auditing the books. How do you like us now? And that happened on Friday afternoon. It's like we're moving at the speed of light right now. This is like flying Napa the Earth with the doors open in a Huey. I'm just saying, you are just at treetop level, just screaming over the jungles.
A Doge tornado.
It's a Doge tornado. Mm-hmm. It's a Doge tsunami. Play it one more time before we go. You gotta.
I can't. The music's about to start playing.
Oh, man. Well, nonetheless, there you go. Listen, we'll come right back. I got a whole bunch of text messages to catch up on. Hope some of you guys are signing up for the newsletter. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I will be right back.